It's Mornings with Dave, Doreen, and Gino on Milwaukee's Hometown Rock.
You want to email the show, mornings@wklh.com. This one is from Jed. I think it's, Jed. Or is it? Yeah, it's Jed. I just want to share this with my favorite morning show. This is not a crime per se, but this is definitely a dumbass. There was a guy in the lobby of my wife Emily's hair salon waiting to get a haircut. And all of a sudden, everyone in the salon starts hearing loud, inappropriate noises. This dude had porn on his phone. She had to ask him to turn it down. There were families in the lobby. This guy had zero self-awareness. Imagine how awkward it was for my wife. Then she had to cut his hair. Working with the public is fun. Thanks.
Jay. You know, that could be a crime. I mean, those are the things that get called in to the dispatch, right?
That's a good point. Yeah, if somebody heard it.
Public indecency or I don't know what.
Coley wrote in, Dave, I'm catching up on the show via SoundCloud, and on a Dairyland Dumbass segment, you were talking about how you ordered your medication overnight via FedEx, and it had been over a week, and it still hadn't arrived. I hope your medication came soon after you talked about it. I have had the hardest time signing up for mail-order prescriptions. At least the last time they screwed up, in my case, they overnighted it at no charge. Thanks for the laughs in the morning. Coley, I just want to tell you guys that the medication didn't come right away. It ended up finally coming, and then the guy from FedEx was at the door, because you have to sign for this medication, I get.
Sure.
And he sheepishly looked at me like, I know this should have been here like 4 days ago. And I said, excuse me, how do I get my money back? Because I called the mail order pharmacy and, you know, paid extra money for this. And he said to me, quote, oh, man, that's going to be a real crap show.
Uh-huh.
But you're going to have to call and stay on hold forever. I wish I had a better answer for you. And I said, all right, thanks. Yeah.
They have you earn your refund, huh, by sitting there waiting?
That is a great way to put it. That's like, instead of customer service being at the top of the line.
You earned your refund by not getting it at said time.
You would think. Yeah. You would think, right? But not so much. Do you guys have time? Can I tell you my car wash story?
Please.
Yeah.
This would only happen to me. I go to car wash a Quick Trip. And there's a young woman in front of me, and the door slides open because there was a car in there already in front of her getting washed. It's one of those self-serve, you know, like pull your car and you sit there. Door slides up. The other car that's in there starts driving up to the dryer because that's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
And she's not moving. And it says drive forward, and she's not moving. The guy's got his, like, his 60 seconds is up, and he's going. So I got out of my SUV and I went up and I just tapped on her window. I'm like, you got to pull in. Oh, okay. So she pulls in and I think everything's cool. So the door comes down. We're good to go. So when she's done, she just sits there. It says drive forward. And she's just sitting there. And then I kind of honked the horn and she did drive forward about two car lengths and then sat there. So my thing is going drive forward, right?
Right.
And you have to drive forward. So I'm driving forward. My sign says drive forward. Right. She drives forward like another car length. Now, if you go past that little bump, it'll tell you to back up, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did. It said back up. To me, she was still in the wash. She sees the sign. She starts backing up.
No.
Oh.
So I'm honking my horn, right? By this time, I get in, like, I position the SUV where it's supposed to be. The tire is in that little groove, and the car wash starts, and now there's foam all over my window. I don't know where she is, and I can only imagine she's got to be out of here by now, right?
You would hope.
But no?
Nope. Mm-mm.
How old?
I would say maybe in her early to mid-20s.
First time ever in a car
wash?
Has
to be. There's no doubt in my mind.
But she could read.
You're lucky, too, that it wasn't one of those where it starts propelling you forward. And if that person doesn't move, it's going to push you right into the car. Right.
So when my car wash was done, she was still sitting there. I honked the horn. She starts slowly going through my dryer cycle.
Ugh.
I don't say anything because, you know what? I just want to get out of there alive at this point. And she just rolls on through. I get home. My car's soaking wet.
Oh, my God.
Cindy's like, what's the matter? Was the dryer thing not working? I go, don't worry about it. It's just a long story.
My car is designed in a way that No car wash that I've gone to that does it automatically can clean the back.
Cleans the back.
Yeah.
My daughter's SUV is that way.
Right. I have a mini SUV.
And so you get out.
Yeah.
You've paid for the wash.
Right.
And you go to the back and the whole back is completely dirty.
Yeah.
You would think maybe they could adjust that.
Right. Along the way somewhere.
Mm-hmm. So if you're out there listening, watch the tutorial video if you've never been to a car wash.
Yeah,
Is there one?
Yeah, yes. I think there is.
And you know how I know? Because when there was all that foam on my window, I actually Googled it. You know, I was like, hey, Google, show me a video of how to go through a car wash. And there's a million of them out there.
I think that when you punch your code in or you put money in or whatever, you have the option to watch a video.
Do you?
I think you do.
I don't know.
At some of them.
Apparently, they should do that. So I will never, ever make fun of those, like, basic videos again.
Yeah.
And I'm always the guy, like, in the airplane when the flight attendant's telling you, like, okay, who doesn't know how to buckle a seatbelt? Well, apparently, there are people like that.